I'm Kimberly Renix, and I won the gold medal for judo in the weight category 48s.
And I'm the big sister, Louise Renix, and I also won the gold medal in the under 52s.
Now, are you guys the first sisters in Commonwealth history to do the double gold?
We got told this just a couple hours ago, so I don't know if it's the truth, but right now we're getting told that it is, so the facts could be, so it's a bit of a proud moment as well.
So you've made history?
If I have made history, that would be good. That would be nice. We'll get a wee whoop whoop when it's official.
What was today like?
It was just outstanding. It was just like so nerve-wracking at the same time as being like one of the best days of our life. Like both of us winning the gold, both of us winning, and each fight was just like you'd win your fight, you would sort of give each other a wee nod or a wee thumbs up to say that we're going good, and we didn't really actually talk that much. It was just basically we nod to each other and then go on the next fight until the now. This is us just actually getting to be together and actually talk about our experience.
Yeah, we've still not had any like sisterly time yet to actually say or have our own wee carry on and nonsense that we like to have behind the scene. So I'm sure we'll get to that when we get back to the village. But we've also got other team members that are going to be fighting, so we have to be quite respectful because judo's on for another 2 days and they're all in the zone. Our family got T-shirts and our friends got T-shirts, and we're part of a rugby club as well that was socialising, and they were all there. Must have been. We obviously had a lot of supporters there, and they were just screaming and going mental for us.
The crowd was so close as well. Like, I was expecting a lot of people to be a lot further away and maybe not see as much, but you could see everyone. It was just like you were like, there's another person. Everyone was just behind you, and you were just like, everyone really thinks I can do this. They know I can do it. That's why they're here.
And the layout that Team Scotland had, didn't it? They had that spot on. Definitely, it was good. The crowd helped me become more focused and more stable, and I kept to the same tactics and didn't. They seemed to do that for me because we were just screaming and shouting, but you could, the energy, it just felt like it gave you energy. Sometimes in a fight you get a dip, and they were just, and you're like, right, back up, focus. And it was good.
So what would you say to the crowd that were there? What would you like to say to them?
Don't change anything that yous have done today and continue that over the whole of the Team Scotland.
Cheer louder and louder.
Every time we're up there on the podium, just get loud.
The more they cheer, the better we fight.
Kimberly, you sort of took the pressure off the whole of Team Scotland by winning the first gold, and then they've just been flowing since all the rest of the evening. So can you sort of feel within the team that sort of momentum will start to just keep on going?
I'm hoping that's what it does do. Like, before I walked out, a couple of the boys, like, we were all in medal fights, and some of the boys were like to me, get it started, so start it going. If you get the gold, then we've all got to follow. And I went out there and I got that gold, and the team did follow. Everyone medalled, and everyone was fighting great today. Everyone performed to what they can perform at, and it just showed you that all this hard work has paid off.
How gutted would one of you have been if one got the gold and then the other couldn't quite do it?
I don't think we would have been gutted because we're both training partners with each other and we both push each other, so whatever one has got the gold, the other person would have still celebrated in that because they're the one that got them there. Like, they helped to get them to that gold medal, so they sort of still share it in there. But it's
a double gold, but it's also, it feels like times that by two again, because I've helped Kimberly get there, Kimberly's helped me get there, because we are training partners and we are really, really close in the judo environment. So it's been magnified, and it's really,
I still
really
feel
good.
Faster than her, so that classes, I'm the number one for the day.
I have fought her seven times and beat her, so it's 7-0, that was the only thing that counts.